HP Dragonfly Pro Chromebook Review on March 16th by Eric Grevstad in PC Magazine. Just a few ports short of the ultimate Chromebook. Rating, 4 out of 5. Excellent. The bottom line, with a gorgeous display, a sharp webcam, and deluxe tech support, HP's Dragonfly Pro Chromebook is the most elegant Chrome OS laptop on Earth. But it should have more ports. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $999. Pros, ultra bright and colorful touchscreen, high-res webcam, speedy performance, VIP chat and phone support, fancy RGB keyboard. Cons, no audio jack. Exclusively Thunderbolt 4 ports. Expensive. Super bright screen may impact battery life. Could stand to lose a few ounces. HP Dragonfly Pro Chromebook specs. Laptop class, Chromebook. Processor, Intel Core i5-1235U. RAM, as tested, 16 gigabytes. Boot drive type, SSD. Boot drive capacity, as tested, 256 gigabytes. Screen size, 14 inches. Native display resolution, 2560 by 1600. Touchscreen. Panel technology, IPS. Variable refresh support, none. Screen refresh rate, 60 hertz. Graphics processor, Intel Iris Xe graphics. Wireless networking, Wi-Fi 6E, Bluetooth 5.3. Dimensions, height, width, depth, 0.7 by 12.4 by 8.7 inches. Weight, 3.33 pounds. Operating system, Google Chrome OS. Tested battery life, 7 hours, 38 minutes. A decade ago, the first Google Chromebook Pixel made a case for deluxe Chromebooks with always-on connectivity and a standout screen. Today's aspirant as the best Chrome OS laptop you can buy is HP's Dragonfly Pro Chromebook, $999. Loaded with features, including a brilliant 1200 nit display, 8 megapixel webcam, and an RGB backlit keyboard akin to gaming laptops. However, the Dragonfly Pro targets productivity users, specifically freelancers and other small business entrepreneurs. Fast, classy, and backed by special 24/7 support, the Dragonfly Pro Chromebook is a superb system, but its limited hardware connectivity keeps it from claiming our Editor's Choice Award among premium Chromebooks. A half pound overweight. Crafted from CNC machined aluminum in sparkling black, which sounds contradictory, or ceramic white, the Dragonfly Pro Chromebook measures 0.7 by 12.4 by 8.7 inches and weighs 3.33 pounds. That's the same size as our 14-inch Editor's Choice winner, the Acer Chromebook Spin 714. But the Acer is lighter at 3.09 pounds despite the heavier hinge of a 2-in-1 convertible design. The single $999 configuration features an Intel i5 1235U processor, two performance cores, 8 efficient cores, 12 threads, CPU, 16 gigabytes of memory, RAM, and a 256 gigabyte NVMe solid-state drive, SSD, as well as Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth. You won't find any SD or micro SD card slot to expand storage. And mobile broadband is not included, though HP says a version with a SIM slot is coming later. Like the Acer Chromebook Spin 714, the HP screen is a 14-inch in-plane switching, or IPS, touch panel with 16 to 10 aspect ratio, but with a sharper resolution, 2560 by 1600 pixels, and higher brightness up to 1200 nits, making text on it legible even in outdoor sunlight. The laptop screen bezels are slim. HP claims an 87.6% screen-to-body ratio. And a fingerprint reader in the keyboard enables speedy, secure logins and unlocking. You'll feel almost no flex if you grasp the screen corners or press the keyboard deck. HP's Dragonfly Pro Chromebook has a decent number of ports, four, but unfortunately, they're all the same Thunderbolt 4 ports. If your flash drive or other peripheral has a USB-A connector, or you need to connect an SD card, you'll need an adapter. Worse, with no HDMI port, you'll need a USB-C dongle to plug in an external monitor. Still worse, you will find no audio jack for headphones or earbuds here. So you'll need a USB-C to 3.5mm adapter to listen to music or watch videos in private. Like a good neighbor, HP is there. Since freelancers don't have IT departments, HP has devised a free year of tech support, known as Pro Live Support, available around the clock, with agents dedicated to this laptop and Chrome OS and able to seamlessly switch from online chat to a phone call. If that's not reassuring enough for you, then $10.99 per month buys up to 3 years of repair or replacement for drops or spills. You're allowed one disaster per year and can cancel anytime. And that fee extends the Pro Live support for 2 more years. Using the HP Support Assistant app, a Chrome extension, requires setting up an HP account with your Chromebook serial number. I used its chat tool to ask a basic question and receive prompt and friendly help. There was some of the usual online chat awkwardness or insert variable into script flavor, such as thank you for asking, I'll be happy to help you with, repetition of question, instead of simply immediately giving an answer. But I was satisfied overall. Looking and sounding sharp. Video calling here is about as good as it gets on a Chromebook. HP's webcam captures square 16:9 full HD or 4:3 3664 by 2448 pixel images as well as 1080p videos. Its images looked a little softer focus than I expected, considering its sharp resolution, but they were well lit and colorful, as well as free of noise or static. Real tone image processing, borrowed from Google Photos, helps capture accurate skin tones. It helps that the display is exceptionally bright and vivid. Brightness keys on the top row of the Chromebook keyboards span 16 settings from off to max. I've almost never turned a screen more than 2 steps below the brightest level for everyday use, but happily worked with the Dragonfly Pro 6 or 8 steps down from peak illumination. Display contrast is deep and colors are rich and well saturated here. The panel's viewing angles are wide, though the touch glass causes reflections at extreme angles. Blacks are inky, and white backgrounds are pure within the screen. Like all Chromebooks, The HP includes a range of scaled or looks-like resolutions. The default is 1600 by 1000. In case you find the native 2560 by 1600 makes icons and screen elements too tiny. You probably will, though fine details are razor sharp. To put a finer point on it, the Dragonfly Pros is the best Chromebook screen we've tested to date. With two woofers and two tweeters, this Chromebook speakers are exceptionally loud. I usually crank a laptop's audio all the way up when testing, but it was just too much, with remarkable stereo separation. It gets hollow or boomy above half volume, but you'll be able to discern a fair amount of bass, and it's easy to hear overlapping tracks. Most Chromebooks with backlit keyboards oblige you to use the Alt and Screen Brightness keys to toggle the backlight. This HP keyboard has its own special key in the top row because it has showy multicolored backlighting. A setting in the Chrome OS wallpaper tab lets you choose from half a dozen keyboard-like colors, a rainbow palette, or for the color tone to match the primary color of the current wallpaper set. HP commits its usual laptop sin of arranging the cursor arrow keys in a clumsier row instead of the inverted T, with half-height up and down arrows stacked between full-sized left and right, but otherwise has a snappy if shallow typing feel. It's easy to maintain a fast pace. The haptic touchpad glides smoothly with a silent, gentle click. Testing the HP Dragonfly Pro Chromebook, cream of the Chrome crop. For our benchmark charts, we compared the HP Dragonfly Pro Chromebook with four other upscale Chrome OS laptops led by the above-mentioned Acer Chromebook Spin 714. HP also contributed our Business Editor's Choice winner, the cost-no-object HP Elite Dragonfly Chromebook. The other two spots went to recent reviews with higher wattage Intel P rather than the U-series CPUs. The modular and upgradable 13.5-inch Framework Laptop Chromebook Edition and the Acer Chromebook 516 GE Cloud Gaming-oriented model. Productivity tests. We test Chromebooks with three overall performance benchmark suites. One Chrome OS, one Android, and one online. The first, CR Expert, 2 by Principled Technologies, measures how quickly a system performs everyday tasks in 6 workloads, such as applying photo effects, graphing a stock portfolio, analyzing DNA sequences, and generating 3D shapes using Web GL. The second, UL's PC Mark for Android Work 3.0, performs assorted productivity operations in a smartphone-style window. Finally, Basemark Web 3.0 runs in a browser tab to combine low-level JavaScript calculations with CSS and Web GL content. The Dragonfly Pro posted excellent results. It led the pack in Basemark Web and fought hard for the lead in the other two benchmarks. Multitasking with numerous browser tabs open or enjoying 1080p streaming video is no problem with this Chromebook. The long-awaited Adobe Photoshop on the web hasn't budged from beta for a year and a half, but when it finally arrives, the Dragonfly Pro will be a first-class platform for it. Component and battery tests. We also run an Android CPU benchmark, the multi-core Geekbench test by Primate Labs, which simulates several normal CPU-intensive tasks. An Android graphics processor benchmark, GFX Bench 5.0, Stress tests both low-level routines like texturing and high-level game-like image rendering that exercises graphics and compute shaders. Finally, to test a Chromebook's battery, we loop a 720p video file with screen brightness set at 50%, volume at 100%, and Wi-Fi and keyboard backlighting disabled until the system quits. Sometimes we must play the 69GB video from an external SSD plugged in to a USB port. But these machines had sufficiently roomy onboard drives. Unlike its competitive performance test results, the Dragonfly Pro battery runtime was the shortest of this bunch, mainly because half brightness on this machine is much sunnier and drained power more quickly than the others. However, the Dragonfly Pro hung tough in Geekbench against the faster CPU inside the Acer 516GE, and the two HP Chromebooks made the most of their Intel Iris Xe integrated graphics. No cause for complaint, especially since this Chrome OS machine would be just as ready to play cloud stream games as the other gaming-focused Chromebooks. Verdict? An excellent Chromebook, but not the best. To be sure, $999 is costly for a Chromebook, but the HP Dragonfly Pro is a better buy than the enterprise-oriented Dragonfly Elite, more than $1,700 is tested. Its support, performance, webcam, sound, and keyboard are all first class. No, the RGB backlighting isn't really a productivity boon, but it's a fun gimmick, and its screen is stunning. HP, failing to provide even one or two specified ports like a USB-A, an HDMI, and an audio jack that Acer's Chromebook Spin 714 gives you for $270 less, makes it all the more frustrating. Also, beware that such a bright screen might limit this Chromebook's battery life for such a price. If you don't mind buying and carrying dongles, the Dragonfly Pro is one of the fastest and finest Chromebook laptops we've seen. But we can't quite put it above the Acer as our latest Editor's Choice Award holder.